You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, I'm recording this on the day. This is April 17th, 2024, a day which will live in infamy when the Democrats confirmed for a watching world that they have abandoned the Constitution and our mutual compact. Today, the Senate, for the first time in U.S. history, over 250 years of precedence plus the constitutional obligation that they have in the United States Senate to take articles of impeachment and hold a trial. It's been done ever since the beginning of the Republic for every impeachment, except now. The Democrats have broken the Constitution, broken our compact, broken the precedent once again, and have proven to a watching world they no longer wish to be Americans. They no longer wish to work under the existing framework of the Constitution. They are out to destroy it. And that means the Republican Party ought to be shaken awake. They won't be. I believe firmly, after watching the response from the Republican Party, I believe firmly that the Republican Party is no longer capable, or perhaps not even inclined, to oppose this current version of the Democrat Party. In fact, I don't believe they've accepted the nature of the current Democrat Socialist Party, that they are an anti-American, anti-constitutional, anti-freedom bunch of shrubs. And I do not believe the Republican Party on the national level, as it's currently arrayed, has the ability to protect us from this downward spiral the Democrats have us on. This isn't the first time the Democrats have destroyed precedents. I will remind you, folks, back in 2006, a guy by the name of Bill Frist, he was the Senate Majority Leader, he was a Republican. He had floated the idea of getting rid of the filibuster for judges. He just floated the idea. The Democrats went full on ballistic. They went crazy. They said, you can't do that. It would destroy precedents. It would destroy the rights of the minority. You would be bowling over the rights of the minority. And the Republicans caved. The Republicans said, oh, yes, my good Democrat friends, you are absolutely correct. We must adhere to our traditions as Americans. We must remember that there is more that unites us than divides us and yada, yada, yada. So they didn't move on eliminating the filibuster on judges. The first chance the Democrats got at the majority, what did they do? They got rid of the filibuster. They went nuclear and decided to get rid of the filibuster on judges. That's what the Democrats did. And the Republicans said, well, wait a minute, we stopped our agenda for you. And the Democrats said, thank you very much. We appreciate that. We don't backstab our voters. They want left-wing extremism. They want lawlessness. They want no constitution. We're going to give it to them. And you Republicans, the fact that you betrayed your voters to us, no problem. That's not our problem. It's your problem. Remember? Remember John McCain when Bill Frist was getting ready to possibly explore the eventuality of maybe pulling the trigger on the nuclear option? Here comes John McCain, the gang of 14, oh, Democrats, Republicans getting together, and we will usher in some of these judicial nominees, but not all of them, and saves the day. Bipartisanship saves the day. Then when Harry Reid went nuclear, John McCain, come on, let's get the gang of 14 back together, folks. And they said, John, sorry. Democrats said, sorry, we appreciate you betraying your Republicans for us, but we don't betray our own. We're Democrats. In the last 30 years or so, our history is littered with Democrats who have broken precedent. Barack Hussein Obama, he just breaks the Constitution and says, sue me, and then his damage is done. He did that with his unconstitutional recess appointments to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Cato Institute putting out a list of 10 breaches of the U.S. Constitution undertaken by Barack Hussein Obama. Number one, the Chrysler bailout. Number two, the Obamacare implementation. They have a whole explanation behind all this, by the way. Number three, political profiling by the Internal Revenue Service, which is, of course, illegal, but Obama did it. Why? Because, oh, you caught me. Sorry, our bad, after all the damage was done. Number four, the recess appointments that I mentioned. Number five, DACA and DAPA. This is basically saying illegal aliens get to stay with no authority under the law. Number six, the assault on free speech and due process on college campuses. Number seven, the Clean Power Plan. Number eight, the shady implementation of the Waters of the United States Act, the clean water rule that resulted from that. Number nine, net neutrality. And number 10, the EPA's cap and trade scheme. All violations of the U.S. Constitution done by Barack Hussein Obama and respected, greatly respected by Republicans. Now, the United States Senate has said a crucial check on executive power, the power to impeach executives who violate and break the law, that power has now been rendered moot to invest all power into a dictator-like presidency. There's more damage done to our republic today than I think even I can fathom. But here's what I know, folks. The current incarnation of the Republican Party is ill-equipped to handle this. We need a new political party in this country that is going to stand up for the Constitution and against lawless leftists who would bastardize it and shred that Constitution. And in so doing, getting rid of our representation in government and our ability to remain free. We must insist on a new party to oppose the Democrat Socialist Party because, frankly, folks, the Republican Party establishment is not up to the challenge of protecting you and me any longer. And it's high time we stop pretending they are. Case in point, 86 of these Republicans joined with Socialist Democrats to pass FISA, this controversial, abused, often millions of times abused against our people by the FBI. They just reauthorized it. That conversation next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
FISA, is on everybody's mind. Our own government utilizing the distractions from around the globe to garner more power for itself, power that it has already shown to abuse. So I want to get into that discussion with my guest, J. Michael Waller, author of Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. He's a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy and president of Georgetown Research, a political risk and private intelligence company. Sir, glad to welcome you here.
Hi, Chris.
Let's talk about, well, I'm going to play a soundbite for you. This is Dennis Kucinich. And Dennis Kucinich is saying about this FISA vote, which, by the way, it passed the House of Representatives, but Lauren Boebert and others are saying that Anna Paulina Luna said that there's got to be one more vote before they send it over to the Senate. So that they're going to vote on this one more time. But here's Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat.
Our politics have become weaponized. If you're on the wrong side, they'll go after you. And this is wrong. Justice is no longer blind in this country. The blindfold is off, and the people who are in power can look one way or another and decide who they want to go after. That's not what America was intended to be, but that's how we're evolving, and that's why this vote concerning the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, this vote was really important because it basically says, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of the deep state, or are you on the side of freedom?
So there you go. A traditional Democrat and conservatives seem to be yelling the same thing. What is your opinion of the FISA law itself, 702?
Well, we need a lot of it to protect ourselves against foreign spies and terrorists and cartels and so forth. It's absolutely, I mean, nobody's arguing we need those functions. The problem is that it's being routinely used to spy on Americans without a warrant, illegally, and a lot of people seem to, you know, they've fallen for the scare tactics that the CIA gave and FBI in their recent last-minute briefings to Congress.
Well, right. So let me give you an example of that. Here's Christopher Wray, who sat silently while millions of illegal aliens have traipsed in over that border unvetted, along with millions of others who had the scant vetting of, oh, why are you here? Asylum? Okay, come on through. That's about the extent of the vetting because the volume is so extensive, you can't do proper oversight of these people that are coming in. Upward now of 15 million foreign nationals, illegal aliens in this country. He sat silently for the last 3 years to the obvious national security risk that poses. But as soon as FISA comes up for renewal, here comes Christopher Wray yelling at the top of his lungs, terrorist attack, we have an imminent terrorist attack coming because of the open southern border. Wag the dog doesn't seem to cover it, does it?
No, not at all. And, you know, here's the thing. Congress would pass, and most great people in Congress would pass a FISA law that addressed the abuses. That's, you know, so the FISA law itself is not the problem. It's that there's no penalty for serially abusing the law, and the FBI has abused it hundreds of thousands of times. So this is our nation's premier law enforcement agency serially breaking a law to spy on Americans. The FBI could have come to Congress or the Justice Department, like they always do, and say, look, if you've got a problem with it, how can we work with you to fix the law and make sure that our national interests are ensured at the same time? And they have not wanted to do it. Instead, they want to push it through with scare tactics.
Yeah. No, and that's incredibly important to note that civil liberties are the last things on the minds of the FBI so-called leadership, as it were. J. Michael Waller is our guest, folks. The name of the book is Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. I want to play Congressman Mike Garcia, who I think is echoing a lot of Americans, their feelings toward Christopher Wray and the FBI under his command. Listen.
Thank you, Director Wray. I'll be honest with you, and this pains me to say this, but I don't trust you. I don't think that this is necessarily a funding problem that we have for your agency as much as a leadership problem. And between the lack of transparency in hearings like this and in intel hearings, your weaponization and politicization of issues and instruments of national security against innocent Americans and against institutions like churches, and the fact that you have held no one truly accountable for prior FISA abuses that we have all seen and recognized. I think you yourself have acknowledged that there's been abuses. And because of the fact that as the FBI director, that you've stood relatively silent and passive about the biggest national security threat to our nation, and that being our very open southern border.
So he goes on and on, Mr. Waller, to describe how, you know, Christian, basically what I had described is that he has sat silently while the grave national security risk has harmed us. But I think the pointed quote there was, I don't trust you. And I don't think America trusts the FBI director or the FBI under his command. What is your feeling about Christopher Wray?
Well, it's really tough because I have been a huge supporter of the FBI for most of my life. What Christopher Wray is a weakling. He's a wimp. He's one of these Washington Beltway lawyers who made millions of dollars through government, you know, relations, and then got a big Justice Department position and parlayed that into millions more dollars. Now he's head of the FBI, but he's not running it. The FBI is being run by the equivalent of these purple-haired, you know, weird, woke nutcases, real crazy people who have they've taken over the nerve center of the Bureau, and they're pretty much pushing him around telling him what to do.
Right. And of course, the big danger, if you listen to the freaks, as you classify them, these purple haired freaks, the Catholic faith is the biggest threat to the United States of America. But open borders, radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorism and narco terrorists and foreign military, those aren't a problem for the United States. It seems to me, and maybe you agree or disagree, Mr. Waller, that somebody in the intelligence community, the IC, as they call it, or a bunch of somebodies have decided, you know what, it's time for us to take over. To hell with the Constitution, to hell with the protections against the American, for the American people. We are going to work against them, and we're going to start making decisions because these people can't make decisions for themselves. Is that your read?
Yeah, that's really the reason I wrote Big Intel, was because the intelligence community overall, these are 18 different agencies, and they were separate from one another, and they were designed so that they could never seriously harm our constitutional way of life, but they have, and they are, and they are now. When Bush centralized them after 9/11, Obama came in and revolutionized them and turned them into the equivalent of a vanguard party to politicize the country, not just for Democrats, but for woke cultural Marxists.
I want to read a quote from Dr. Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers. He said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And I think that's the cautionary tale of what we're seeing play out in real time, in real life here in these once United States. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The founding fathers understood the danger of government. That's why they put everything at risk to have a revolution. But they understood human nature. Human nature is always going to be to dominate and control. And so they've set up a system where that could not happen. But Franklin, right where you said it, warned that if we don't watch out for ourselves, we're going to lose everything that we fought for. The people being recruited into the FBI now don't believe in American founding principles. Mm-hmm. If you go to FBI jobs on X, Twitter, you'll see that they're recruiting the wokest of the woke. They're not recruiting normal Americans anymore, except for tech jobs and scientific jobs. So they are creating a revolutionary political police, recruit by recruit, and it's happening from the top, and it's filling up through the bottom.
And that brings us to our so-called representatives. By the way, J. Michael Waller, our guest right now, folks, the name of the book is Big Intel. So let's focus on so-called leadership in Congress. 86 Republicans voted to say, no, you know what, we're going to allow the FBI to get warrantless searches on American citizens, and we don't want to, you know, the American people weren't using that Fourth Amendment anyway. So they voted to allow, as the Democrats did, because the Democrats hate the Constitution, voted to against the Biggs Amendment, which would have required the FBI to get a dang warrant if Americans are involved in so-called foreign surveillance. I think it's poor leadership. I think it's a government that has grown beyond the consent of the governed. It's on autopilot. What do you think the big problem is?
That's one of the big problems. When we stop paying attention, because we believed in the FBI brand. You know, most of us, we fell for it. We didn't really closely look at it. And so, but it's like, but the brand is ruined because the FBI itself has become a state within a state. it's no longer accountable to Congress. It doesn't answer Congress's questions. Mm-hmm. It demands more and more and more money, but it's a bloated, fat bureaucracy. They take credit away from the local and state police. They take credit away from the sheriffs, from cases that the local authorities have built and cracked, and they use that to demand more and more money from the United States. Now they want to build a new headquarters on a piece of land that's twice the size of the Pentagon building.
And again, here we are, tax day, April 15th, when you and I are conducting this interview, and Americans are financing an all-powerful government that is literally actively taking away our constitutional rights and freedoms. And Mr. Waller, that begs the question, how do we get back?
We need people like Congressman Garcia just to call the FBI out, because it's not happening. Too many lawmakers kiss up to the FBI leadership. Too many sheriffs do on the local level. We need sheriffs to really do their jobs in the states where sheriffs have a lot of power, because the sheriffs can prevent a lot of FBI and ATF and other central government abuses in their jurisdiction. They can give and they can deny power to the Fed at the state and local and county levels. So that's where every citizen can take action right there, is to support their sheriffs who are doing the right thing, encourage those if they're doing the wrong thing, and then get rid of those who will not do the right thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing a lot of folks who would do the right thing who have been thrown out of the Democrats' government. They are going to the state level to work to protect the various states from the abuses of the federal government. And I think so long as these blue-haired, purple-haired people, these woke individuals are dominating the federal government, that's going to be the case. J. Michael Waller, author of Big Intel, How the CIA and the FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. Sir, appreciate the visit.
Great talking to you, Chris.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, our people have got to get serious about taking this government back, because the things that they are doing to us, unacceptable, unconstitutional, and are going to hurt us in the long run. Trust me on that. Do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. At TexasScorecard.com, you can find everything that's going on around here in the state of Texas. Praise God, efforts to protect us from this large lurch left of the federal government. At ChrisSalcedo.com, you can find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, on talk radio and on television. It's all right there at your fingertips. Plus, our social media hookups are there as well. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.